Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, we're getting ready to start the second half. Mountain Home's up 47-22. What are some of the numbers you got there, Brad?
Yeah, Mountain Home, 16 rebounds to Thayer, 7 rebounds. I guess that's what happens, too, when you make a lot of shots. Turnover-wise, Thayer had 6, Mountain Home with 3.
All right. So we're underway as Mountain Home gets the ball to start the second half as they lead by 25. Here is Yonkers with it. Goes it to Mitchell on the left side. Back up top to Yonkers. She drills to the right side, gives it to Mitchell. Finds Moore up at the top.
Yep.
She's going to put up the three, or is it the long two? Another call on the long two. So, Lakin Moore with 7 points so far. Now, Tom up 49-22. Ball goes over to other on the right side. Here is Hillis with it. She'll throw it over to Curley. Now to Davis. She finds
In between McCorn's legs.
And wow.
It was not it wasn't intended to. It just happened to go between Anna's legs as she stepped. Unfortunately, Anna got caught with a foul on the floor.
7:19 left to play in the third quarter. Mounts home up by 27. Inbound pass. We'll go into the paint to Wheeler. Her shot was blocked, and Mounts home comes up the ball. Here's Mitchell throwing it to Moore quickly. Over to Yonkers on the left side for the three. Won't go. Rebound's not ground. Controlled by Fossa. She puts it back up. It's a little too strong. And a fight for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball, and I believe it's going to be Thayer's on the possession.
Yeah, so Matt, right there, let's talk about that possession, okay? I talked with Coach Leonard at halftime. He said, I am super pleased with the flow. This is the best offense that we've had all year. He's like, we've got girls who signed to play at the next level this week, giving up good shots to get great shots for their teammates. Right there, Lakin Moore did the same thing. Gave up a good shot for a great shot for Jayla. It just did not go down.
And putting up the three is Pierce. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Curley for a moment, but then it was taken away by Mitchell. She's quickly back the other way. Now she'll set things up.
Leave that pass.
Mitchell finds Fossus in the lane. She'll be fouled from behind as she goes up. She's going to go to the line for two as Savannah Wheeler gets that foul.
Yeah, this will be a fool. Either Brooklyn Mitchell will play at the next level. Jayla Yonkers will play at the next level. Livy Fossness will play at the next level. Right now you got 5 girls on the floor that will play at the next level. What a great pass. Brooklyn Mitchell down to Livy Fossness.
Fossness hits her first free throw of the night. She now has 11 with one more to shoot. Wheeler's going to check out of the game as Brett Tharp's going to come back in for the Lady Bobcats. Second free throw. No good. She gets one, two.
Moore
gets offensive rebound. She'll throw it out to Moore. Moore dribbles in the right corner. Puts up the jumper. Good.
Great offensive rebound, Anna McCorn.
Moore with 9. Back quickly comes Hillis. She's going to get the layup. Well, that was a good job breaking the press there.
Yeah, they just kind of got a pass ahead. Mountain Home lost the defender or the offensive player for the layup.
Hillis with 7. Here is Moore throwing it to the Fossness for the layup. Wow.
What a great pass by Lakin Moore.
Libby Fossus with 13. Ball goes up top to Tharp. Over to Hillis on the left side. Down the corner to Curley. Out to Davis. Over to Pierce. Ball goes down in the right corner. Now ball goes back up top to Hillis over on the left side to Pierce. To
Matt,
Curley
look at this
corner.
Defense by these Lady Bombers.
10 left on the shot clock, you bet.
They hadn't even had a look at a shot yet, and they're already in single digits.
Here is Davis. She's going to put up the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Foster.
Go live.
Here's Moore. Quickly back the other way. She's going to throw it to Mitchell. She puts up the three near the corner. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Pierce.
Got away with the travel there on that rebound.
But doesn't matter because Mitchell comes up with the steal quickly. She is back the other way. Whoa, she looks like she's walking a little gingerly. But now she's going to go into the lane for the layup. And it won't go. She's going to be fouled. Whoa, she is limping
up a little bit.
So Brooklyn Mitchell is going to shoot a pair. She is so far 1-for-1 from the line with 11 points.
30-point lead. If we get that in the fourth quarter, I believe that's a running clock, right?
It is.
That's got to be in the fourth quarter, correct?
Yes, it does. So
Mount Home subbing everybody.
Yeah, they're all clear with four except for Mitchell, who has one more free throw to shoot.
Lauren Rawls is set to check in if she makes this free throw for her. So we're going to go up Sarah Williams, Whitten Coleman, Lakin Anderson, Addison Ferris, and now Lauren Rawls is going to check in.
Yeah, as Mitchell hits the second free throw, she's going to take a seat with 13. Mount Home's up 56-24. I believe Tharp checked out of the game for Thayer as well, and I believe it was Riegel that checked in for her. Here is Hillis with it. Gives it up top to Riegel. Over on the right side to Pierce. Back up to Hillis on the left up top. Now ball goes up top to Davis. She's going to put up the three. No good. Rebound is controlled by Thayer. They'll set back up with it. Hillis with it. So it just has Coleman right there, but she's able to get by her defender. Ball goes down to Pierce. She's going to put up the layup in right underneath the basket. Good.
Yeah, Whitten gambled right there. Didn't need to. She gambled on the defensive side and lost.
Here is Anderson. Throws it out to Coleman. Over on the left side to Rawls. Now Anderson with it on the right. Anderson drills into the lane. Kicks out to Coleman. She's going to put up the long three-pointer. Good!
Deep three by Witt. That wrist isn't affecting that shot any, is it?
She's got four on the night. Matt's home up 59-26. 4:20 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Pierce on the right side. She has the ball knocked away, but was also going to draw contact.
Yeah, Sarah kind of went through a little bit, threw shoulder through her, trying to knock that ball away. Good call by the official.
So after the foul by Sarah Williams, it will be Thayer inbounding the ball underneath their own basket. 4:15 left to play in the third. Mount Home up by 33. Inbound pass goes to Davis on the left side.
Yeah,
tried to throw it to a cutting Curly. Ball is knocked away, though, by Mount Home, and so it will be Thayer keeping possession.
Good job there by Addison Ferris right there, getting her hands on it. Try to set up kind of a backdoor cut, and Addison read it beautifully. Senior's been around the block. She's seen a few things.
Inbound pass goes to Riegel. She will give it to Hillis. Hillis dribbles up to the top. Was not expecting Curly to cut, but Pierce was able to pick it up and avoid the turnover.
Sarah almost had a steal for the Lady Bombers.
Here's Davis with it. Dribbles to the left side. 10
late
on the shot clock.
Still had a look at a shot yet. Mount Home good switch by Addison on Davis.
Here's Curly, gives it to Davis. She's going to put up the three. It won't go, and the rebound is chased down. Oh, I think, yep.
Yeah.
Good call by the officials. It was grabbed by Hillis, and then she threw it off to Anderson's leg. Kara Alkire checking in for Mount Home, replacing Whitten Coleman. 3:38 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home up 59-26. Here's Hillis with it on the left side.
Kara Alkire, also a senior. This got a lot of seniors on this team, has seen a lot of basketball.
Curly with it on the low block. She's going to go up for the leaner. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Rawls.
Good job, Lauren, there.
And then
she turned it over, stepped on the sideline down here.
Oh, that's tough.
Lauren, great defense, blocked out, got the rebound, had two defenders coming at her, and just kind of got pushed out on that sideline a little bit.
Riegel checks out of the game as Wheeler comes back in for Thayer. 3:25, let's play in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Davis on the left side.
So, Alkire's on Davis now. Davis is going to have get tired of seeing white jerseys. Alkire can get all over. Now Ferris has switched out on her.
Here's Hillis with it up top. She dribbles to the left elbow, throws it to Wheeler in the left corner. Her three-pointer won't go. Offensive rebound for Pierce. She puts it back up and in.
Man, he's got to box out better there. Got to finish the possession. Had good defense. Just got to finish that possession.
Riley Pierce with four. Mount Home up 59-28. 3 minutes left in the third. Anderson with it. She will give it to Alkire. She's going to put up the long three-pointer. Good!
Let's go. Kara in the benefit game with the boys' ball. Went like 4-for-4 from three. And right there, she's going to keep it up and go 5-for-5.
62-28. Mount Home lay in. Back the other way. Davis went in for the layup. Partially blocked, and Mount Home comes up with the rebound.
Yeah, Kara Alkire right there.
Rawls has the ball knocked away in the backcourt by Davis. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Home keeping possession with 2:36 left to play in the third.
I like Davis for Thayer. She's a good player.
Curly and Hillis checking out of the game. I believe Sorrell checked in for Thayer, and I didn't see who else did. Anderson's going to put up the three. Ooh. Almost went in. Ball knocked around and controlled by Curly.
Looked like number 11, maybe?
Yeah, that's the one I said, Sorrell. Was it Tharp?
Tharp, yeah. Okay. Tharp back in.
Sorrell's going to put up the three on the left side. She gets it. Wow.
She comes on the bench and says hello.
Riley Jo Sorrell with her first 3 points.
She came in first time she touched the ball and said, let's go.
Yep. Rawls throws it to Alkire. Oh. Back to Rawls. Over the left side to Anderson. Down to Ferris to Rawls. Back to Alkire. She's going to try another three. A little strong. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. We're going to say last touch by Thayer. Mounts home. We'll keep possession. Shot clock didn't reset because it didn't hit the rim.
Yeah, good hustle by Addison Ferris on the offside block. Going to work. Knocked the ball off the Thayer player.
1:54 left to play in the third. 17 left on the shot clock. Rawls will inbound it to Anderson just outside the paint. She immediately puts up the jumper. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Thayer. Here is Sorrell with it. Sorrell will throw it to Wheeler. Now ball goes to Davis. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good.
I'm telling you, Davis is going to be a good little player. She's only a freshman right now. I think someone told me she plays some summer ball for Arkansas. Get in there.
Sarah Williams puts up the three. It won't go. And the rebound is chased down by Davis. 62-33, Mount Tom up right now. Wheeler with it. She's going to put up the three up top. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Ferris, and she'll be fouled immediately.
Good job, Ad. I tell you, Matt, these girls are like daughters to me, right?
Yeah.
They're all with friends. This whole group of friends, they called on the way over here. They are on a group thread. We're over on speakerphone. They're just talking about the game, and these girls just love basketball. It's so exciting to see girls like Addison Ferris get out here her senior year. Put the time in, stayed with the program, you know, didn't play much. Some played some last year, but here she is getting big roles and doing good things for the Lady Bombers.
A Wheeler check back in for Thayer for replacing Hillis, and Maps Elm turns it over. Here is Sorrell back the other way with it in the right corner. She will kick it out to Hillis to Davis on the wing. She puts up the three pointer, no good. Rebounds controlled by Ferris. And then she'll throw it to Rawls, who will bring it into the front court. Or actually throw it into the front court to Anderson, and she's called for the travel in the lane.
So Lakin Anderson, she's a D1 caliber, D2 caliber athlete in softball for sure. On the basketball court, her motor runs high.
Yeah.
She's always going, her feet are going before her brain. She's starting to get better at slowing those down, and we see flashes of when she slows it down, what it looks like. That's something she needs to work on because she's going to be a key part of this team next year.
Hillis's layup too strong, and Mount Tom gets a rebound. Back the other way, though. They have the ball knocked away as it's like it's going to be a jump ball called. It will be Mount Holmes' ball. The possession arrows, they have narrowly avoided turnover. 24.3 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Holmes will inbound it, leading by 29.
Got to get one more to get that running clock in this fourth quarter.
Yep. Inbound pass goes to Anderson. She has the ball knocked away and stolen by the Lady Bobcats.
That's a walk.
So, yep, and then they're called for the travel, so the teams exchange turnovers. Mount Holmes gets it back with 16 and a half left in the third.
Yeah, she stole the ball, dribbled it up wisely, but then just kind of set on her backside and rolled over with it. Not a smart, that's just a walk every time.
And about pass knocked away, but Ferris is able to control it, throws it to Williams, over to Rawls, and she's called for the travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of those deals. You get in there, you get excited, you kind of pump fake, and you pump your feet when you do that. Try to take that dribble, but your feet go before the ball goes, and they're going to get you with it every time.
Tharp checks back out of the game as Curley comes back in for Thayer.
See a couple of the Mountain Home football boys up in the stands here.
Pierce puts up the three, no good. Davis, because it gets offensive rebound.
Lefty.
Puts up the shot to beat the buzzer. It won't go. We've come to the end of the third quarter. Well, no mercy rule just yet. We've got still need one more point in the fourth quarter for that to happen. But through three quarters, it is Matsunoma leading Thayer 62-33. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain